Roll to Save presents Token of Our Humble Love for You Day, a Paranoia actual play podcast.
Greetings, citizen. You are a citizen of the far future. Your home is Alpha Complex. Humanity has advanced dramatically since the bad old days of the 20th century. There is no war. There is no famine. There is no disease. Alpha Complex is a utopia run by a benevolent and omniscient computer. The computer is your friend. The computer provides for your needs. The computer ensures that each and every citizen of Alpha Complex is happy. The computer is your friend. The computer wants you to be happy. Failure to be happy is treason. Treason is punishable by summary execution. You are happy, aren't you? We thought so. You are a clone. According to legend, humans once reproduced by rotting like vile animals. This is no longer true. Humans are grown in clone banks by the computer. There is no longer any need for the messy randomness of love, romance, and childbirth. The computer makes sure that each and every human is genetically perfect in every respect. See what love the computer has for its citizens. The computer is your friend. Trust the computer. In the unlikely event you encounter terminal danger, the computer will order the transfer of your brain's recorded memories to a new, identical clone body. The computer continues to pioneer stunning advances in cloning technology, and its unique MemoMax technology can copy and transfer the deceased citizen's memories to a new clone with speed and absolute accuracy. Your MemoMax circuitry was implanted before you were decanted, and it functions perfectly today. The chances of lost or corrupted memories occurring are completely within current guidelines set by the computer. The computer is your friend. Because the computer is aware of the importance of making backups in case of accidental loss or erasure, each citizen is provided with 5 replacement clones. Historically, the number of citizens who have required more than 5 replacement clones is within acceptable margins given prevailing situational circumstances. The computer provides everything for the happy citizens of Alpha Complex. It provides food. It provides shelter. It provides entertainment. It offers challenging and meaningful work. It provides for the spiritual and psychological needs of its citizens. It exists to serve you. The computer is your friend, but Alpha Complex is at war. It has been at war for all recorded history. There is constant danger of infiltration by the enemy. The enemy is the communists. Traitorous elements within Alpha Complex, such as mutants and secret societies, assist the commies. These dangerous elements must be rooted out and destroyed. Enemies are everywhere. Stay alert. Trust no one. Keep your laser handy. It is another beautiful Alpha Complex day. The lights are shining brightly as they always do, and we find ourselves in the presence of Troubleshooter Rapid Response Team 413. These brave agents, nay, the computer's elite, are gathered outside of PLC Supply Depot number 491 in RYT Sector. Why are they there? Well, it just so happens that PLC Supply Depot number 491 is a front for members of the secret society, the Mystics, who are distributing a brand new drug known as Whiteout around the complex. Now, before this brave team of intrepid troubleshooters kick the doors in to execute what is no doubt a flawless and well thought out plan to bring justice to the computer's enemies, let's take a minute to meet them. We're going to start with the team leader, that brave individual, that individual of peerless leadership skills chosen by the computer to herd the troubleshooters into battle. And this team leader is Blake R. KWX1. Blake, how are you doing?
What's up, losers? You ready to do this? Let's get it done quick so we can knock off early, okay?
Thank you, Blake. Truly inspiring. And next to Blake, we have the team's loyalty officer, some might say the computer's right hand, that clone responsible for keeping a vigilant eye on his peers and making sure that treason doesn't worm its way in. That clone is Fenix R, GIQ1. Fenix, how are you doing?
I am doing quite well. Now, my sanguine flock of troubleshooters, we are gathered here today to do the computer's will. And if you won't mind my trespass, I would like to lead us in a minute prayer. Our friend computer in complex, hallowed be your station. Your bureaucracy be done. Your will be done, as it is in your circuits. Give us this day our daily nutrient-rich gruel, and forgive us all our low color, except for the infrareds, who are getting exactly what they deserve, and lead us towards communism and mutants so we may shoot them, and deliver us from treason, unless also to shoot it. Now, can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Whatever.
Truly inspiring, Fenix.
Noting whatever. He writes down a little book.
AlphaNet entry. Secret societies. Hang on a minute. What's with all this praise the Lord nonsense that's going on? I thought this was a game of paranoia after all. Well, it is. And all this, the computer is your Lord and Saviour business, that is down to the fact that one of these characters is a member of a secret society who believes that the computer is the Lord and Saviour. Now, in paranoia, all characters are members of secret societies, and all secret societies are technically illegal, but some are more illegal than others. In the computer's eyes, membership in some societies warrants no punishment whatsoever. At the same time, there are other societies where, if it came to light you were a member of them, you'd probably be fined or otherwise reprimanded. However, there's a third classification of secret society, the membership of which will see a clone terminated for treason. The societies are classified as follows. Class A societies. These are Death Leopard, the First Church of Christ Computer Programmer, Free Enterprise, Romantics, and the Sierra Club. The computer not only allows these societies to exist, it sometimes even encourages members in them. Why would it do that? Well, these societies either espouse some quality the computer views as positive, for example, our praise the Lord friend in the FCCP, he reveres the computer as his Lord and Saviour, which, if you're the computer, is no bad thing, or else they serve some kind of harmless output for urges that might possibly evolve into something more legitimately serious. I'm looking at members of the Death Leopard Secret Society here. The Category B societies, these include Anti-Mutant, Corpor Metal, Mystics, and Pro-Tech. These societies are usually the result of more extreme wings of Class A societies breaking off to do their own thing. Now, the computer doesn't generally expend much time and effort in tracking down members of these organisations, as they either serve a useful purpose, like Anti-Mutant, espouse some kind of message of technological supremacy, like Corpor Metal and Pro-Tech, or else are considered largely harmless. The Mystics are generally too stoned to do anything genuinely treasonous. However, the reason that these organisations are subject to slightly more scrutiny than Category A's is that their doctrine can sometimes lead to extremes of behaviour that violate other Alpha Complex laws. Anti-mutants are rather fond of lynching mutants, Mystics can sometimes be found robbing PLC pharmacies, and Corpor Metal have an annoying habit of trying to remove robots' Asimov circuits. This brings us on to Category C societies. These are the Communists, Computer Freaks, Frankenstein Destroyers, Purge, Humanists, and Scion. The tracking, persecution, and termination of members of these societies is the full-time job of Alpha Complex's security services, and with pretty good reason too. members of these societies seek to actively tear down the civilization that the computer has created. Whereas the antics of Death Leopard are more akin to Fight Club, Purge are Alpha Complex's equivalent of Al-Qaeda. Unlike some versions of Paranoia, in this version the communists aren't wacky funsters wearing furry hats and talking in thick Russian accent. They're scary terrorists that have no qualms about blowing up buildings. These groups have strong ideologies and their members are committed to their beliefs, fanatically even. Nobody jokes about being part of one of these groups because even mentioning them is enough to bring down a visit from internal security. You know how people joke about the fact that if you mention the word ISIS near your Alexa, the NSA are flagging you? Imagine living in a brutal police state with no human rights, where surveillance is everywhere, and that vending machine might just be listening for certain keywords. Yep, that's why nobody talks about membership of these societies. Scarier still is the fact that, as of year 214 of the computer, internal security believes that around 27% of citizens are involved in a Class C secret society. That guy next to you in the transbot, ooh, he might be a member of Purge and he might be wearing a suicide vest. Now, on to our little party. What secret societies are they members of? Adrian R. is a member of ProTech. Fenix R, in case it isn't obvious, is a member of the FCCP. Lyric R is a member of the Frankenstein Destroyers. Mackenzie R is also a member of the FCCCP. Charlie R is a member of Corpor Metal. And Blake R is a member of Death Leopard. Let's see how this works out for them. So, we now move over to the team's equipment guy, that well-trained clone responsible for making sure that all the equipment owned by the team functions at peak rates. This clone is Charlie R. HAP1. Charlie, how are you doing?
Suboptimal today. As aforementioned in previous meetings, all equipment is to be returned in above board shape, not with a small, I assume, human phalluses scribbled upon it. Again, I'd like to point out, Phoenix, if you could stop soldering pieces into crucifixes, that would also be pretty okie dokie. Blake, as mentioned before, I do not want to get up my own self, but I appreciate that. And again, as mentioned in previous meetings, nobody has responded to my birthday email, and I would be most delighted if all of you attended. It will be themed around robot.
It is really funny that you say that. This is Ryan speaking, because I actually do have a crossed circuit board crucifix in my equipment.
Wow.
Thank you, Charlie R. Now, speaking of equipment, we're going to go over to the team's recording officer, and that's Lyric R. ENU1, the clone responsible for hefting that large camera around and recording every movement that the troubleshooter team makes. Lyric, how are things with you?
I mean, it's fine. Everything's perfect. I am happy all the time. I have been awake for many... Why are you asking? Who sent you? Who are you?
Speaking of happiness, let's meet the team's happiness officer, Mackenzie R. TLF1, that clone responsible for issuing the medication that ensures that not only a mean team, they're a happy mean team in carrying out the computer's will. Mackenzie R., how are things with you?
Things are great with me. I'm super happy, and I hope you're happy, just like Lyric is. Thanks for the visit last night. I'm glad you got the extra stash. For all those, if you're not smiling, come see me. I'll make you happy.
I love to smile.
Thank you very much, Mackenzie R. And of course, as everyone knows, happiness is mandatory. And finally, we have the team's hygiene officer, also responsible after a fashion for happiness, because as everyone knows, a clean team is a mean team. And that clone is Adrian R, TEH1. Adrian, how are things in hygiene land?
We'll find out in about 30 minutes how well this team is doing, because quite frankly, let's face it, you all are a little subpar in that category, and I'm going to have to work extra hard to make sure that we meet my quotas and the computer's needs in that regard.
Speaking of friend computer.
Troubleshooter Rapid Response Team 413. This is the computer. Updated mission assignment incoming. Priority override. Juliet, Oscar, Hotel, November, Uniform, Echo, Bravo, November. Team leader to receive courier. The computer is your friend. Message ends.
Blessed be the name of the computer.
Joe Hubin? What's Joe Hubin?
I believe it's some sort of kettle.
Now, at that moment, a rather scruffy-looking infrared with a badge that reads Mike GHW3, he appears down the corridor coming towards the team. Following him appears to be a tiny scrub bot that is polishing the floor tiles. Which one of you guys is the team leader?
Yeah, that's me. You got something for me, nerd?
Yeah, boss. This is... well, this is from Friend Computer, so let me just hand this over to you. He produces a really crumpled-looking computer printout. This is apparently for your eyes only. It's really secret. I've not read it. I can't read it. So it's for you.
Excellent. Thanks, dude.
He stands there with one hand held out. You all can see Blake's mouth moving as he appears to read this to himself.
Can we read his lips at all?
Yeah, can we make out what he's trying to say?
It's all Bon Jovi lyrics.
There's some bigger words there that he clearly is saying over and over again as he's trying to work out what they mean and how to pronounce them.
Lyric is just gonna unthinkingly get closer and closer and closer and just sort of start twitching, waiting to hear what's happening.
Okay, team. Looks like they need us in 672 in RYT sector. Let's see. There's a transbot pass for us here, so yeah, I guess we'll hop aboard and get her done.
What is it that we are getting done?
Well, that's for me to know.
Blagar, if I could just have an aside with this infrared for just a moment.
Be infected by his infraredness, though. Keep your distance at least 5 feet. You do not want him to actually touch you.
Oh, you don't have to tell me. I know that they're lower than scum.
And I've got this like little shaker of water, and I'm going to be like shaking it at the infrared. Be gone, foul demon. Be gone.
I'm not a demon. I work in a vat.
Feel the computer's love. Feel its love. Even for you, an infrared, feel its love.
Kinsey's putting his hands down like this towards Phoenix, just like, hey, come on, you know, calm down a little.
Right, anybody know where the farm processing center is? Because that's where we're supposed to go. Or, you know, like one of those tram cars? Something like that?
The infrared's looking at you, Charlie, like...
What, do you want a tip or something? No, man, you're just doing your job. Come on.
I gave you a hot tip there, boss. Did I not get maybe like 10 credits?
No, it's okay. You? It's okay, Blake. I'll handle this. I could speak their language.
I have something worth much more than money, my dear infrared.
Don't mind him. He will talk at nauseam. But you...
Fold it up. I will hand him a pamphlet for the SCCCB.
question for you, though, sir. With that paper when you delivered to our gracious and humble team leader, was it given to you in such a malformed and many-creased fashion?
You see, I dropped it in the way here, and he points at the little scrub bot. Zippy there ran over it.
Don't you dare blame the scrub bot.
No, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to...
Ask him.
I will. Hello, little friend. I'll question him after you. If you speak out of turn again, I'll pull off your skin and eat your eyes. If you ever, for any reason, decide to blame a scrub bot or another robot for your failings, I will find you and eat your face. But anyways, you, scrub bot, have a wonderful day. And you, if I see your face again, I will feed it to you. Okay. All right. Have a nice.
So did he tell you where the train is, man?
He did it. He said he was lowly Phil.
He runs off down the corridor at a rate of knots.
Oh, dang it. How are we going to find the train now? I think you scared him off.
I have a solution. We could, as always, ask Fred Computer.
Yeah, I was thinking the same.
Of course you were.
Yeah, actually. Friend Computer, is there a train, some way we can get to Form Processing Center 672 in RYT Sector?
Citizen Blake R. KWX1, what is the nature of your query?
I've got a situation, critical situation, that needs my personal attention.
What is the nature of your critical situation?
It's critical. It's a critical one.
Elaborate.
So, is there a train around here?
Checking my records. I can find multiple transports near your location.
Good. Could you give us some directions?
You can find terminals all around you that you can query for directions. Are you okay, citizen? My sensors detect stress in your voice patterns.
No, man, I'm chill. It's good. All right, well, I guess that's that. Any of you see any terminals around?
There are ones that, like, public information terminals. There's confession booths where clones can go to confess their sins to the computer. But, yeah, there's several of these scattered around.
Okay, great. I'm gonna go and use one of these terminals to find the nearest tram shuttle.
I'm going to, like, nudge Mackenzie when I see one of the confession things. Like, it could do you great favor. To confess your sins to a friend computer.
He could. I just roll my eyes and shrug my shoulders at him.
So the terminal, imagine one of those maps you get in shopping malls. You know the ones, the big expansive ones, a couple of feet across, and they've got various little letters and numbers across it and a key. Well, imagine that, but with a roller ball, like from an old mouse, and a couple of things you can click on. And you can spin it and move it around and try and find your location. Blake, can you give me a software roll, please?
You bet. Oh, the first roll. Software, here we go.
All right, outstanding. Blake goes up to the terminal, looks at it. Again, those of you watching can see him almost like moving his mouth as he reads the various options. And he starts spinning the roller ball, almost giggling to himself. He eventually spins it so hard, there's a sort of fizz and a pop, and the screen just goes to static and says error.
No! Friend Computer, what have we done?
Oh no, what did you do?
What did you do? One of the glorious terminals, oh Lord and Savior, is now broken.
While that is happening, Charlie walks up to Lyric and just starts talking. Okay, did you record the way that he befouled that innocent piece of paper and then how he blamed that beautiful innocent robot? Those, I would like to now...
Before you can finish talking, I just get real close. You don't tell me what to record.
But
so no!
Subsection...
No! No!
C. No! Page 4. 1-3.
And then I walk away.
Someone's not coming to my birthday party anymore. That's
hey, man. I responded to your birthday invitation. I put the response in the mail. You should get it any day now.
I will look most forward to it. Also, yeah, no, I'm curious sure as I sent it electronically, and I do not know how you would respond.
The transport for RYT sector will be leaving shortly from platform 2.
Great. Okay, platform 2.
This came from speakers nearby. In fact, as you actually look round, Blake, the terminal's dead in front of you, and as you turn to your right, you can actually see the big, massive glowing sign that says Transbot Station.
Does anybody know where the Transbot Station
team
is?
Team leader.
Just because...
Team leader. And I'll just point.
Oh, okay. I don't think that was there.
I think you're probably right. You're very smart. You would have seen it. I know you would have.
Friend Computer provides in our direst times.
Let's go. Let's go. Once begun is half done, right?
So we're going to cut away now. The team get on the transport. And the transport, imagine, it's a very sort of sleek underground train packed full of clones of various different clearances. You're in a lovely red carriage that's full of various workers going to various fulfilling and sustaining jobs that the computer provides for them. There's clerks in there, there's terminal operators, there's mechanics. And eventually you make your way to RYT Sector and the wonderful world of Form Processing Center 672. Now, those of you who have worked in CPU, this place will seem very familiar. It's a large office block, and there are clerks of various clearances walking around throughout the place to photocopy and file documents. There's a lot of documents, some of them urgent, because you can see people racing around to get these filed and photocopied. There's other, obviously less urgent documents, as people stand around and chatter to each other. And there's cubes everywhere, just people in cubicles, just producing documents, taking documents away to be photocopied and taking documents away to be filed. And there's a variety of tubes along the wall where documents are rolled up and put into little capsules, put in the tubes, and they shoot off to wherever they may be going. Your briefing room appears to be in a large breakout space that is surrounded by cubicles. And these cubicles, people keep walking across the breakout space, because it does appear that this area is next to the one good printer in the office. As everyone who's ever worked in an office knows, there is always one good printer. That printer that everyone can rely on to faithfully churn out documents. And this printer's big. This printer is probably about 8 foot tall by 4 foot wide. And it is just constantly churning out documents. There's clones going up there, excuse me, getting past you to get the documents out of the printer and to take them away and file them somewhere else. In short, it's a very, very busy area. And occasionally the printer will light up and it will start spitting out a volume of documents. And these pieces of paper come shooting out at a rate of knots. It's a very loud machine. There's a lot going on. But thankfully that doesn't happen very often, and I'm sure it won't interrupt the briefing and stop important information coming forward. And as you get into this area, you can see your briefing officer. She's wearing a green uniform and her badge reads Bella G REW4. She's wearing a little cap that says Power Services. And as she sees you, she positively lights up.
Troubleshooter Rapid Response Team. Oh my gosh, I am so glad you could make it. Please, take a seat.
You notice there are various beanbags arranged around the floor.
Charlie will make sure his beanbag is the one closest to the printer, and he will sniff it longingly.
That's the good one. Oh yeah, you could tell.
Adrian will be watching this very suspiciously, taking notes.
Hey, Charlie, just since we're all going to sit down for a while and get a briefing, do you think maybe you could, like, run off and get us all some of the bubble sodas?
It would be my pleasure. But first, my verdant comrade, would it be all right if I was to grab some refreshments for all in the room?
Absolutely. I'm sure this will not cause any problems. Please, go and get some refreshments, but remember, don't be late. You don't want to miss something crucial, because that's absolutely going to be on you.
Blake, I would like to point out that it seems that...
you guys, I did a thing. I chose to be your briefing officer, and I'm so happy about it. And you?
She points at Charlie.
Your mannerisms? So cute. But ears open, because this is computer time. Love it. So, team leader, why don't you let the rest of this wonderful team know why you're here?
Because the situation critical. And they need the best. That's why we're here.
That is why you're here. Because, and I must state this for you, this mission is going to be completely safe and lots of fun for all of you. The communications at disused missile silo number 2314 in sector RYI have gone down. Simple job for you guys. We need you to go in and determine the cause. Simple? You bet. Now, there's been no contact in the silo for over a week. Damn comms going down, am I right? But I must stress that the silo is perfectly safe for you. It contains missiles armed with... well, you're not cleared for that, but armed with warheads of some description. Totally safe. Nothing to worry about. These were recently decommissioned by a high programmer, and fun fact, you're gonna like this. The last team that were sent there were meant to be interviewed by a vid show host, but neither they nor the vid show team have been seen since.
So you're saying that we could be famous?
You could be famous. Oh, I'm obsessed with him. Look at him. So cute. His attitude, so positive. I mean, are you not just crying with excitement over this?
It's great. I mean, I could use a bouncy bubble beverage. It would really make things perfect, but I don't know. Charlie, could you mind just running off and getting some drinks for us?
You know, I used a terminal because they're so present in all areas, and I just did a quick search, and none of those are around. You know how to use a terminal, though, Blake, clearly, from your use before. And mine's still functioning, which is pretty neat.
But no bouncy bubble beverage, I guess is what you're saying.
No, they only had a jumpy bubble beverage and a skippy bubble beverage, but no bouncy.
Now, speaking of drinks, there are vending machines nearby, and they have loads of B3. They have classic, new, and they also have new classic. Oh, and they also have experimental. That's an R&D flavor. It's meant to be amazing. Anyway, the technical specifications for this communications array will be provided by R&D, and you'll also get equipment provided by PLC. You'll get that in RYT Warehouse number 429. Also, here are some transit passes. Once you've got your equipment, there's a transbot station right by it. Just go there, and there will be a special transbot set up to take you straight to your sector. There, you can begin your work. You guys, is this not just the best opportunity?
Praise be to the computer.
Excellent.
I am absolutely enthralled.
Now, I'm absolutely authorized to answer any queries you may have at your security clearance level, OBS. So, questions, team?
May I be excused?
None? Spectacular! The fun keeps happening, though, because not only do you have this mission, the computer has authorized you to do a special service. The computer would like you to find and interview John Y. RYI 5. He was a producer on the hit game show Snitch on Your Bunkmate. You guys must remember that show, right? Wasn't it one of the best shows the computer has ever commissioned?
I loved that show.
Oh, of course.
That made me happy.
Great prom time.
Yeah, sweet show.
The jingle was
great.
The
jingle was great, and the way they had
Adrian,
that guy
you always
set on fire, that was great.
You always have such a beautiful singing voice. What was that jingle again for that amazing show?
Oh my gosh, I would love if you guys would sing the theme tune.
I'm tone deaf.
You are not silly. You are blessed by the computer. So, on the count of three, I want you all to sing the theme tune. Yeah. Are you ready? One, two. Three.
Stitch on your roommate, or you'll be dead in the morning.
Give up the person, because they're not happy.
Treason!
Death to communists!
Stitching's the way.
Wow, I am obsessed with you guys. You're going to be so successful. So, you had no questions. I'll just note that down here. And you're free to go.
Okay, actually, that was actually pretty good, guys. I don't know, maybe we should, like, jam sometime. But I don't know, that's not for today. For now, why don't we go to, looks like we're going to, 429 to get some equipment. Yeah, back to the trams.
Would you like me to get you a soda first?
Yeah, that'd be good. Sure.
I will return. Would anyone else care for one?
I don't, but while you're waiting, here's a happy pill for you just to get you by. I hand one to Blake.
I appreciate you.
I would also like one, please. Thank you.
I'll give you two.
Thank you. I eat both of them immediately.
Lovin' the friend computer brings upon a great thirst. I would not mind a frosty beverage.
All right, is everybody set? Okay. Does anybody know where the trams are?
And that was our latest episode of Token of Our Humble Love for You Day, our Paranoia actual play podcast. We hope you enjoyed it. Thanks must go to our amazing cast of players. These are, in no particular order, Steve McGarrity as Adrian R, Chris Bowser as Bella G, John Cohen as Blake R, Alex Adams as Charlie R, Ryan Mossbarger as Phoenix R, Katie O'Brien as Lyric R, Jason Seidel as Mackenzie R, and Keely Wilson as the computer. We are a monthly podcast about all things TTRPG related. We've got over 50 episodes available covering the history of RPGs, roundtable discussions, interviews, and actual plays like this one. You can find us on all major podcast platforms, which you obviously know if you're listening to this. If you want to get in touch, you can find us on Twitter at Save Podcast or on Facebook by searching for Roll to Save. You can also email rolltosave.pod@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening, and remember,
stay alert, trust no one, keep your laser handy. The computer is your friend.